WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Reaction from constitutional experts like UC Irvine Law's Susan Seeger after ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely over the show host's comments about conservative reaction to Charlie Kirk's death.
It endangers all media entities when a powerful media company like ABC, Disney caves to Trump because it encourages him to threaten other agencies, other media companies, other reporters.
President Trump got a warm welcome when he arrived at the British Prime Minister's country home today. The president and Keir Starmer expected to discuss economic cooperation. Three police officers killed in southern Pennsylvania, two others wounded, trying to serve an arrest warrant. State Police Colonel Christopher Parris.
We would like to advise the community that there is no current active threat.
The gunman was killed by police. The two wounded officers are in critical condition. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Isabella Nieto reports.
Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small-batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin.
State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills.
Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, a little patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds, and we'll be near 60 at sunrise. After the patchy fog, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, and a few showers and storms will get going. Highs warming to near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 67.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it to safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, September 18th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to welcome you here, having you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or by podcast, social media, I appreciate you getting your day going right here. And I've got a question for you. Did you ever think we'd be defending Jimmy Kimmel as part of an American crisis over the First Amendment? I mean, sure, Stephen Colbert, that makes sense. But Jimmy Kimmel, who's not a bad guy at all, it's just that he would have been third on my list of late night comics to watch. And yet here we are, making clear that ABC capitulating to Donald Trump by pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Well, that's just something that autocrats do and the corporations that surrender to them. And again, we have seen this in other countries where media outlets aren't necessarily part of the ruling regime, but they are so afraid of it that they will do whatever it wants, which may as well be state-run media. And again, this isn't about a joke that Jimmy Kimmel told. If you're not familiar with it, Jimmy Kimmel did say something about the person who shot and murdered Charlie Kirk last week and, you know, made clear that the entire Trump MAGA movement was racing to conclusions about the shooter. And Jimmy Kimmel pointed that out. And the hue and cry that followed is the same hue and cry that has followed over every criticism or every factual post that's been made about Charlie Kirk. It's been weaponized by the far right. People have been fired. Shows have been canceled. Groups and cities are threatened with being defunded. That's not democracy. That's autocracy. We currently don't have an ironclad First Amendment in this country. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, that was not a First Amendment case. All right. The First Amendment protects you from government infringing on your rights. You can still face consequences for what you're going to say, but you would be less likely to face those consequences if it didn't feel like the government was going to work to infringe on your First Amendment freedoms. The kind of thing, you know, Derek Van Orden is doing right now. Derek Van Orden had quite the interview with an Eau Claire TV station yesterday, and we're going to play some of that back in just a little bit. So having set that up for you, let me tell you what else is coming up. We will be talking to political strategist Joe Zepecki about the dangerous political climate the far right has brought our nation to the precipice of. We've also been brought to the precipice of stagflation, and Sean O'Malley will give us the latest update on the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, not so much because of the pressure from Donald Trump, but because Donald Trump has taken the best economy in the world and, again, brought us to the point where we have inflation and soft employment. in the country. Probably the worst place you want to be if you're wanting to fix the American economy. And yet here we are. We also have a faction in this country that is decidedly anti-science, anti-vaccines, of all things. We'll meet with pediatrician Dr. Kelly Snooks, who has a new video series, Raising Wisconsin, on Up North News social media sites. Her latest report explains what vaccines actually do inside your body. We will hear from Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was part of a hearing yesterday with the now former director of the Centers for Disease Control, about the political pressure brought on her to say things that were not backed up by science and facts. And when that wasn't the case, when she wasn't willing to do that, Robert Kennedy Jr. Told her, get out, that he needs toadies there running the CDC. And Senator Tammy Baldwin was part of the questioning in yesterday's hearing. We're going to visit as well in our 7 o'clock hour with a candidate for legislature, former Racine City Council member Trevor Young, who recently announced that he's running for a state Senate seat that's been held by a Republican for most of the past 14 years. We'll have Sherita Booker telling us very shortly here about some weekend events you can hit around Wisconsin. Chad Holmes will talk to us about stories he's following for civic media in the Wausau area. Now, if you can't stick around for the full show, have we got a deal for you? Take us along on the Civic Media app. You can play it off your phone. You can play it through Bluetooth on a wireless speaker. You can play it through Bluetooth in your car and have us wherever you're going. Also, get us on Spotify and have that show handy. You can listen on demand anytime you like at a Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's look at Brittany Merlot's state forecast for today. It is a simple one, cooler and getting wetter just in time for the weekend. For today, cloudy and spotty showers. Highs today, a big range, upper 60s up north to mid 80s down south, and then a light easterly breeze. For tonight, on and off rain and thunder. Lows tonight in the mid 50s up north, 60s south, and again, a light easterly breeze. Again, Sherita Booker will tell us about some fun events that you can hit this weekend as we come ever so close to the weekend. We're one day close. We're almost, Parker Olson, who produces the show, we're one day close. We're almost there. Has this week not just dragged along?
Oh, it's about to get a lot longer for me because I have a lot of stuff to do today. So
see, no rest for the weary.
Yeah,
that's exactly where we are. But there's just no other. The only way through is forward, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Unless you're going to take a sick day or a vacation day. And you know what? Those just aren't allowed with this. I got a to-do list so long.
Exactly. That's the thing. It compounds. You can't. Yeah.
I can't die because there's just all this stuff that's got to get done over here.
This?
You know? Yeah. Who else? You know what? We can all.
That means you're irreplaceable, Pat.
I was going to say we can all be replaced. Let's stop kidding ourselves here. No, it reminds me of some advice that I've given some friends who, as we've been talking about retirement, yeah, it's time for the old age chatter part of it. And some people saying, oh, I could never retire. I have so much to do. I'm like, no. There will always be somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I know you want to do it, but you know, you've either left jobs in the past or, you know, you've changed cities or, you know, whatever the case may be. People have left jobs, even with the longest to-do list, and somebody else just comes in and does it. So,
that's the thing. If you're not there, then they're going to have to find someone else to do it. Don't worry about it. It's not on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, do the best you can while you're doing it. Just don't feel like, you know, you're tied to it for 24/7 the rest of your life. I mean, life is too short for that. If we're learning anything about the world out there, it's you got to go out and enjoy things for yourself now and then. You know, with that, I'm going to put these headphones down and I'm going to go to the beach. I'll see you later.
Yeah, that's Oh. Get on that pontoon boat.
Okay, I'm heading to the airport, pal.
Back to the Caribbean now.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, before I talk myself into doing that, let's turn over to sports. Brandon Woodruff. He looked good last night, pitched 5 solid innings. Let's see. He gave up only 2 hits and only 1 run, 9 strikeouts. He was a strikeout machine last night. It was fun to watch him.
He's Brandon Woodruff might be one of my favorite pitchers to watch just because he doesn't just throw the ball. He like he pitches. He knows where to locate stuff. His sequencing is really good. I think he's a really fun watch.
He really is. And then, of course, it helps when you get some help from the offense. Sal Frelick did that with a 3-run homer. Blake Perkins tied a career high with 5 RBIs to lead the Brewers to a 9-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels on Wednesday night. The Angels, I mean, they were snake bit last night. Their starting pitcher, Jose Soriano, yeah. He was already kind of struggling anyway. And then Jake Bowers hits a line drive right off of his pitching arm.
Yeah.
It came off the bat at 107 miles an hour. And you're looking at that pitcher and you're like, you totally expect him to do the Rodney Dangerfield thing from Caddyshack. Like, oh, my arm, it's broken. and for his arm to actually like fall off, it hit his arm that hard. I can only imagine what that bruise is going to look like when he wakes up this morning.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I didn't realize I hit his arm. I thought I hit him like in the hip, which
I think
would hurt more.
If it hit you, it could have hit you right on the point of the elbow. But thankfully, x-rays were negative, so nothing's broken. But he's going to be bruised for a little bit, so he had to come out of the game in the second inning.
That
made it tough for the Angels.
It feels a little rare to me that you see a pitcher or any player really not try to argue their way back into a game. And he was like, glove off, hat off. Nope, I'm done. Go to the dugout. Yep. I'm out of here. Yeah. See you.
I do see that more often now where players know well enough, like, no, I'm not, don't do the rub some dirt on it. This is serious. And they just go, nope, that's fine. So the series with the Angels will wrap up tonight. Again, it's 3 night games. And so Quinn Priester will start game 3. Coverage will begin at 6:05 on several Civic Media radio stations. And then after tonight's game, they head right to St. Louis, no day off. And it's not a day game today, giving them time to travel. They just head right to St. Louis tonight for a 3-game series that starts right away tomorrow. And then after those Friday, Saturday, Sunday games, they head right to San Diego for games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they finally come home for the final homestand of the season, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and
so.
You can win tickets to that tomorrow, because tomorrow is, Parker,
the final free ticket Friday.
Wow, that's just like we rehearsed it. That's awesome. Yes, free ticket Friday. One more time tomorrow. Your chance to get some seats at American Family Field for free. You are not going to be able to do that pretty much for the rest of this season and the postseason. So somebody's going to get free tickets to an upcoming Brewers game as part of Free Ticket Friday. If you are new to this, go get the Civic Media app. Get that on your phone. And tomorrow we will give you a keyword here and then other keywords throughout the day on different shows. And then you use the text feature on the Civic Media app and text us the keyword, and you are part of a statewide entry. One lucky winner will be pulled to get tickets to a future Brewers game. But again, you can hear the Brewers on Civic Media coming up tonight. And then we've got the Packers, who are playing this coming Sunday at Cleveland at noon. And this is one of those games when it's early in the season, when it's fall and it might be beautiful out there, where, you know, the TV ratings could be way up there. Or if it's a gorgeous fall weekend, nothing for the TV people, because they're all listening on the radio. And we've got pregame coverage starting at 10 a.m. Sunday on stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. So head over to Civic Media to learn more. And of course, you got the Badger football team. They open the Big Ten part of their schedule on Saturday, hosting Maryland, 11 a.m. kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame on several stations of the Civic Media radio network.
Oh, I'm worried.
What was that?
I'm worried.
Oh, you're worried about the Badgers?
Yeah.
Well, look, they won the first 2 games of the season, and you've made the bold prediction that they're going to win 3. So all they got to do is win against Maryland this weekend, and then they can coast the rest of the way through, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
doesn't it work like that?
Maybe
not exactly like that. All right, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk to Sharita Booker, social media manager here at Up North News, as we go through some of the big events of the weekend. We'll have today's history lesson and the unusual remarks. Well, they've become usual remarks for Congressman Derek Van Orden. Unusual if you're big on things like, you know, the First Amendment. From the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wasota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm here with Sherita Booker. Sherita, welcome. No pressure. But boy, a lot of people are going to be paying attention to you this week.
Are they not?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. We'd never been to the Eau Claire Fall Festival and we went last weekend. Sherry wanted to go. And I said, where did this idea come from? We've never gone to that before. Well, Sherita made it sound fun. I'm like, Sherita hasn't been there. She's just telling you about it. She's like, Sherita makes everything sound fun. I want to go to all the stuff she talks about.
So. Pressure for this week, but
you now have a fan amongst the radio audience. I mean, I thought it would be the guy she was married to, but it turns out to be you. So now no pressure. You really got to sell this. So we're going to start with a challenge. And I want you to sell us on the Viola Horse and Colt Show as we head to Viola, southeast of Viroqua, for whatever's happening there this weekend. It's all yours, Sherita.
And so it'll be Viola's 94th annual Horse and Colt Show, and it's a family tradition that's free for everyone. And this event will feature a horse show, a ranch rodeo, a horse pull, a tractor and truck pull, arts and crafts fair, and a carnival for the kids. And there'll also be local food and live music. And admission for this event is free, like I said before. And if you want more information on and some details, you can go to wp.horseandcultshow.com.
wp.horseandcultshow.com. And under the live entertainment for Friday night, they've got listed high mileage after the tractor pull. And then on Saturday night, I like this one, and I'm sure this guy's never heard it before, the Tim Daniels Band. I'm sure Charlie Daniels has a little brother or something, but the Tim Daniels Band following the conclusion of the tractor pull on Saturday. So that there's a parade and everything else. You've sold me on it, Sherita. I would go. This next one, you don't have to sell me on. It involves bacon. And for it, we have to go to River Falls.
Yep, and that kicks off the River Falls Bacon Fest, kicks off tomorrow at Heritage Park and runs through Sunday. The event is free and you'll find everything from sweet to savory bacon-inspired dishes, pig theme contest, live music, a vendor fair, a beer garden, and family-friendly activities all weekend long. In the center of the fest is where you'll find the Bacon Central. They'll have bacon flights, and this year's flavor lineup is sweet and smoky, honey habanero, mindful ranch, and buffalo. And the weekend will wrap up with downtown car cruise from 11 to 4 p.m. on Main Street, and that will be filled with classic cars, hot rods, and custom rides. And for more information on that event, visit rfchamber.com/bacon-bash.
Again, that's the River Falls. That's where the RF comes from. rfchamber.com will get you there. And I'm sorry, a bacon flight. It's a bacon flight, people, with all those flavors that you just mentioned, which, by the way, I have to tell you about my college buddy, Kevin. He, when he was living in somewhere in Iowa, I want to say Ames, he helped organize a neighborhood thing where it wasn't just your regular neighborhood block party, street party thing. There was always, it was a bacon fest right there on the street, and everybody had to make some kind of a dish that involved bacon.
I love bacon, so I would love to live in that neighborhood.
How great an idea is that? So I don't believe that Kevin trademarked that, so y'all go right ahead and steal that and then get over to River Falls for the Bacon Bash. And we're going to conclude in Cedarburg, right, where they have more than their share of festivals, and I think the Wine and Harvest one might be the granddaddy of them.
Yep, and that one's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, and it's located in its historic downtown Cedarburg. There'll be plenty of award-winning wine from Cedar Creek Winery, and the festival include food stands and food trucks, and you can shop at the marketplace filled with locally produced items like honey, cookies, candles, soaps, and more. There will also be a family fall fest located at Cedar Creek Park that includes a live mermaid, a bubble artist, a bounce house, face painting, and bumper boats. There will also be a giant pumpkin charity regatta that will take place on Sunday, where racers paddle 700-pound pumpkins across Cedar Creek to raise money for local charities. And the annual grape stomp competition, where teams of four race against the clock to stomp as many grapes as they can, will be taking place both Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 3 p.m. The festival is free to attend, and for more information, visit cedarburgfestivals.org.
CedarburgFestivals.org. The paddling and giant pumpkins has me a little concerned, but I'm sure they haven't lost anybody yet to that. And of course, all of that is on top of a whole bunch of Oktoberfest celebrations. Of course, there's Oktoberfest here in Chippewa Falls Friday and Saturday. Waukesha, Manitowoc, Burlington, Stevens Point, Three Lakes all have Oktoberfest. And as we mentioned before, in Elkhart Lake, they have Elktoberfest. Very nice. I really like what they did there. There's the Waukesha Apple Harvest Festival, the Brentwood Chili Cook-Off, Bonduel Founders Day, Fall-O-Rama in Waupaca, the Downtown Beloit Fall Festival, and we, Parker and I agreed this is our favorite one for this weekend, the Atomic Voodoo Rockabilly Meltdown in Edgerton on Saturday.
That's interesting.
That's a mouthful right there. TravelWisconsin.com will get you to all these things, especially the ones that Sherita Booker highlights for us every week at this time. Sherita, thank you as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pat.
All right. So getting back, Parker, to Oktoberfest, I know we can't get you up here. Have you polka danced at all? You ever do a polka or waltz?
I do not believe I have, no.
Okay. All right. Well, you could get your opportunity at any of these polka, you know, Oktoberfest things. The one in Chippewa Falls here that kicks off tomorrow. The bands there include the Rhythm Playboys, North of Dixie, the Mississippi Valley Dutchmen, Gary's Ridgeland Dutchmen, which I'm sure they're at every Oktoberfest, everywhere. The Hayes Boys Orchestra and the Bear Creek Band, all playing in Friday at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Then on Saturday, the Mike Schneider Band, Homegrown Tomatoes, the Copperbox Band, Six Figure Sunrise, Polka Riotti, and the Charlie Justman Band. All that coming up. Head over to Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest on the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Today's history lesson is on the way, including some premieres. WKRP, for example. What year did that premiere on CBS? The answer coming up next. You're up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Do you remember? One of the first executive orders put in place by President Donald Trump stopped about $19 billion of federal funding from flowing to USDA grant recipients. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. So where do those federal funds stand today? We'll find out.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Rachel Armstrong is the founder and executive director of a group called Farm Commons. They provide legal advice free of charge to farms, agribusinesses, community-supported agriculture, and groups like that. She said when the federal funding for a lot of those groups was frozen this spring, it turned into chaos.
Unprecedented. You know, and I felt like I wasn't going to use that word again after the pandemic. I felt like we unprecedented ourselves out. But oh my God, it happened again. Stuff that I never imagined, the kind of chaos that I did not know how to find myself around. It's like the pandemic all over again with unpredictability, volatility, crisis. Some of that has abated, I will say. But some of it has abated because there are definitely people that are giving up on the federal government and their role in agriculture.
Rachel Armstrong, she's the executive director and founder of Farm Commons. She says today they're estimating there's still about $2.6 billion of federal funds that are frozen and under review. She said they'll be updating their website and continuing to provide free services and webinars. You can find them at farmcommons.org.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
And four finalists have been announced for the 2025 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. They include Andy Benson from Barron County, Michael Berg, Lafayette County, Brassett Family Farms in Jefferson County, and Pat Michelle Sosha in Marathon County. Find out details about them all at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, a little patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds, and we'll be near 60 at sunrise. After the patchy fog, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, and a few showers and storms will get going. Highs warming to near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 67.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Well, the answer to today's history trivia question is 1978. It was on September 18th, 1978, that WKRP in Cincinnati, a little TV series about a radio station switching formats from easy listening to rock, made its debut on CBS. Hilarity ensues.
I had no idea what that show was about. I just knew that it was like a radio station, and that's about it. The only thing I've ever known about that show is the turkey bombing.
Of course, yes. Yeah. No, there was so much. The entire premise of the show was that it was this struggling little station that was playing Beautiful Music was the format name at the time. We now call it Elevator Music. And that's, you know, where it was supposed to be. And this new program director comes in to shake things up, lets them play rock and roll to try to get up in the ratings. And then there's all kinds of hijinks.
I see. You know, Elevator Cap Times, Idea Fest, they had excellent elevator music.
Did they now?
I got a Zomers, Dom and I can all attest it was fantastic.
All right, we got to find that out. Roger puts on Facebook, the first song that Dr. Johnny Fever played on WKRP was Queen of the Forest by Ted Nugent. And it's a great scene where Johnny is told that he can now start spinning rock and roll records, and so he takes the needle on the classical music record and just scratches it right across there, breaks the record in half, puts on the Ted Nugent record and lets it go. It is one of the better show beginnings to a series. If you ever want to establish the premise for something, that's where you go. So
okay.
WKRP.
I like it. Yep. Way to establish 19- rock.
That's exactly it. Okay, let's see. So we're doing kind of this season of TV premieres, and it was on this day in 1965 that NBC premiered a new sitcom starring Barbara Eden as a genie and Larry Hagman as an astronaut who becomes her master. I Dream of Jeannie, again, that premiered 60 years ago today. Let's see, I had another one here. Yeah, The Addams Family premiered on this day in 1964 on CBS. Speaking of CBS, before TV, it started as a radio network, and the radio network began on this day in 1927, heard on 18 stations originally, and then, of course, spreading across the country. The New York Times first published on this day in 1851. It was first called the New York Daily Times and then later changed its name to simply the New York Times. So back to I Dream of Jeannie, since we heard the theme there just now. Larry Hagman played an astronaut who I would assume was in the Air Force, since many of them were. And it's worth noting that the Air Force has a birthday today. On this day in 1947, the National Security Act takes effect. It was a post-war reorganization of the U.S. military that marked the beginning of the U.S. Air Force, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Council, and the U.S. Department of Defense, which is still its official name, despite whatever branding a warmongering president would want it to be. It is still the Defense Department. The number one song this week in 1961 was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin and sung by Bobby V.
My baby, please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her.
Again, that was 1961 that this was the number one song. Happy birthday to Frankie Avalon, who had a lot of hits back in that era. He is 85 years old today. It's a bit of a melancholy day for Cubs fans. Ryne Sandberg, who passed away in late July, he would have been 66 years old today. On a somewhat related note, the Ken Burns documentary miniseries Baseball premiered on PBS on this day in 1994 and would go on to win the Emmy for Outstanding Informational Series. Did you ever watch the Ken Burns baseball series?
No, I haven't. I'm interested, though.
It is, I mean, MLB Network runs it all the time in the off season.
Oh, sure.
And obviously, because it's historical, it's about baseball, it's still you know, stands the test of time. Obviously, you can watch it today and be just as impressed as 31 years ago when it came out. Highly recommend it.
So it's like original, like old baseball, or like
it is.
What's
it is
going
the,
on in the 70s?
Yeah, no. It is the history of the beginnings of baseball. Oh, cool. All the way through. You know, say the 70s or 80s. I forget where he stopped.
Sure,
but yeah, a very very outstanding series. On this day in 1987 was the release of the thriller Fatal Attraction, starring Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. Pet rabbits everywhere still shudder whenever that film gets mentioned. And I don't know that I can really spoil it for you, Parker, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about.
Okay, then.
People who have seen Fatal Attraction, and I mentioned bunny rabbits, they know exactly what happens to your pet rabbit when daddy has an affair. Anyway, happy birthday to... Yeah, I'm just going to leave you hanging there. You got to watch it. Joanne Catherall is 63 years old today. You don't know her name, but you know the group, the Human League. That would be Joanne Catherall, 63 today, formerly worked as a waitress in a cocktail bar, but now is living her life on her own, either with or without you. Aisha Tyler is 55 years old today. Jason Sudeikis is 50 today. The person that you may know from Saturday Night Live, or if you were fortunate enough to watch the show, Ted Lasso. I don't know if it's just that he's that good at playing the character, or if Jason Sudeikis just wasn't that much of a household name. But I sometimes have to catch myself and go, now, wait a minute, who's the actor that played Ted Lasso? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live. But I mean, he just so immerses himself into that character. You know,
every clip I have ever seen of Ted Lasso has made me go, this is genuinely a guy who has zero idea what he's doing in football. Yes. Soccer,
it's so fun. Great premise for the series here. On this day in 1938, the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers 2-0.
Oh,
at that point in 1938, it was the fifth time an NFL game had ended 2-0, but it hasn't happened since.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a name for games, final scores in football games.
Scoregami.
Scoramucci?
Scoregami. Yeah.
Scoregami.
I'm a huge fan of Scoregami.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Tracks all the different ways that a football game could end, and every so often, a score combination comes up, and a football game has never ended in that score before.
I can't remember which team it is. I want to say it's North Texas, the college football team. In their, like, media guide on game day, they have a chart of Scoregami for their program. Specifically.
Yes.
I like it. I'm a nerd for that stuff.
I'm looking at the chart right now, and I'm trying to look for like one that you wouldn't expect. Here's one, 32 to 15. Okay. So no football game has ever ended 32-15, and so when it does, people make a big deal about it, like Scoregami. Never happened. Man, we get excited about the little things, don't we?
We have to.
All right, let's get back to the music history, back to 2010 when Katy Perry had the number one hit. This was Katy Perry's third number one hit, again this day, 15 years ago. And finally for music, James Marsden. And I know what some of you are thinking, James Marsden singing? Yeah. I mean, before you saw him in Paradise, which is his the current series he's in, where he plays a president of the United States, and before X-Men and 27 Dresses, and somewhere around the time he was doing Party of Five, he was in the movie Hairspray, playing kind of a Dick Clark-type guy leading their version of American Bandstand.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Don't change that channel, because it's time for the Corny Collins Show! Brought to you by Ultra Clutch Hairspray. Go every afternoon when the clock strikes four.
So there you go, James Marsden. He can sing.
Yeah, that's actually, like, good.
That's from Hairspray, and Hairspray is a delightful movie. I'd never seen the play.
Yeah.
But a really nice movie.
I've never seen it. I should.
Queen Latifah is in it. Zac Efron. Yeah, just a really, really nice little weekend escape movie if you see it come up on TV. On the National Day calendar, this is International Equal Pay Day. This is Locate an Old Friend Day. Although I would remind you what I just said about Fatal Attraction. So be careful which old friends you look up, okay? This is also National Cheeseburger Day. And as a result, McDonald's has 50-cent cheeseburgers.
Oh.
But there's a catch. You got to order them through the app. And I like a lot of apps. I use a ton of apps.
Yeah.
I have just had the worst luck with the McDonald's app over the years.
Oh, really?
Where an order gets lost, or you think you have to put it in a second time, and then there's two orders waiting there for you. And I'm not a dumb guy. You know, I can work an app. So
we can clip that.
I saw the 50-cent burgers. I'm like, hey, that's through the app. No, that's okay. I'll pay full price. Thank you. There are also National Cheeseburger Day specials at Burger King, Dairy Queen, Applebee's, Red Robin, Sonic, and I'm sure more. All right, 6:46 the time right now. In entertainment news, Park, let me get my RB11 oversized mug here. What do you got? What do you want to pitch us on today? What's today's big entertainment story?
Oh, God. Do you want to hear about Kanye West?
Do I want to?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that we want to, but you know what? He's in the news right now because he has a documentary coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
Apparently, it is awful, as you may expect. One of the quotes reviewing it was, it's like watching a car wreck in slow motion for 2 hours.
Ooh.
So...
Ooh. Okay.
As you may expect for a Kanye West, anything.
So did he take part in it?
Yeah.
Was he like a producer of it or something?
I don't entirely know. Apparently most of it was shot on iPhone, which I don't entirely get.
Okay.
But yeah, it captures everything from like the last couple of years, everything from like his very not good politics to his apparent presidential run and just weird encounters with other celebrities. It seems like a weird thing that I don't think I want to spend my time on.
Yeah, the documentary is called In Whose Name. It was done by Nicholas Ballestero, who filmed Kanye West over 6 years.
Yeah, it's like 3,000 hours of footage.
Shouldn't we give him like a prize for that?
Just
for following Kanye around? I mean, because again... look, I know there's a song or two I like.
Yeah.
I know that I watch TMZ enough to know that he is something. He's really something. And I can take that in small doses, but through 6 years of following him for a documentary, where are we going to see this thing? Is it, it's in theaters, it says here.
I didn't even actually look at that part because frankly, I was so out on it that I didn't want to look.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it ends either right at or certainly just before last year when he released a song Kanye did called Heil Hitler. So, again, it's a complex man, and I'll bet it's a complex documentary. And if you want to pay to see it in theaters, be my guest.
There's an opportunity there for you.
Yeah. So there you go. Thanks for pitching today's entertainment story of the day. We will be talking to a candidate for state senate from the Racine area in our next hour, along with pediatrician Dr. Kelly Snooks about vaccines. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil,
gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 17th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, joined right now by our Wisconsin Rapids Mayor, Matt Zacher. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me, as always.
Appreciate the time from you. We want to say a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, keep up to date on the great work that they are doing. Over there, you can find a cool segment that they've been doing with our mayor. You're having some great conversations over there and everything. Also noticed you're really good at the Q&A. That's my thing. All right. I need this job, sir. I need this job. Please do not take it from me. I know you're really good. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Good. I appreciate hearing that. And I'm glad that they're serving the purpose that we intend and getting the information out and just letting people get to know the chiefs that are there and that they care. They're involved in the community and they want to be a part of it. So don't hesitate to reach out and talk to the chiefs whenever you have questions or just want to get to know them better.
We begin with hearing from our listeners and talking to them over the last, I'd say, probably going back about 3 weeks, maybe shortly after your last visit with us. I know it was around there. Hearing from listeners and the feedback that I was getting, and they were asking me, like, hey, when you see the mayor, if you could bring this up, if you could ask him about this, was involving our construction. And I want to stress that out of the five, six people that I talked to, one of them a couple, there was no anger in any of this. Their tone was fine. That we were not. There was no yelling, nothing like that. What there was I think, a bit of confusion and a bit of just not understanding. Well, you know, I didn't know that this was happening. Specifically, they were talking about the construction going on here on the west side of town on some of our roads, back-to-back-to-back roads. Mm-hmm. And this kind of happened to them overnight, the way they made it sound.
Yeah.
So, you know, not trying to speak for them, but speak with them in this. That was more of the concern, was where to get this information, and was this information already presented, and they just missed it, or something. Right. Along those lines. And I know how much communication means to you.
Right. No, I appreciate hearing from the people, because if we don't, if we don't hear from the folks that are in the community, we don't know. We're just kind of living. This is a whole separate topic, but the more I'm in the seat, the more I worry about being in the bubble, whereas for 20 years I was outside the bubble. When I say that, I mean, with all due respect to the city itself, the organization, you tend to get a siloed effect. You're not seeing the bigger picture of what's going on, and that's what people get frustrated about with government, because it's not being responsive to the people. So that being said, we decide the year before what projects are going to be on the docket for the coming year. We actually have to budget for them, and we have to figure out where that money's coming from. Some comes out of different parts of the budget, funded by different aspects of the government's budget, whether it's state, federal, our personal stuff. And so we have to have that up and running before the year even starts, so that we know we're on the right page. And then outside of that, I encourage everybody, we've just spent a ton of time revamping and doing a brand new website, and we're excited about the product. But at the same time, we need everybody to get on that website, tell their friends and family about the website, share it with your kids. WIRapids.gov now. We switched from a .org to a .gov, and that's for everybody's safety. You can't get a .gov address. Again, I'm not the tech guy, but you can't get the address without being a government organization, so they're very much keep close scrutiny on that. So that helps us out. Go wirapids.gov. We've got a great website, very communicative. You have report an issue there. If you have stuff in the city that we can take care of, you'll have the street disclosure stuff, what's going on, what programs, what construction's going on, and what that looks like, what streets are going to be closed. Also at the bottom, you'll have the ability to connect with the community and contact us, or in any other way that you can within that website, you can be able to reach out to us, or the phone numbers are there. I'm certainly happy to get phone calls too. Emily Kent is there to take on calls, and we will figure out what we need to get information back to you. But we do put all that information out for the roads there. And then we put it out on social media, all the different channels on social media, the website, like I said. We have email notifications. We need everybody to go to our website, sign up at the bottom of the page. It says notifications. Click on there. It'll take you through a simple process to get those emails sent directly to your email address, so that you can get all this stuff as it's coming in. That's city meetings and all the different things that we put out. So, and again, if it's not working, we need to hear that from the community so we can figure out better ways, get it on, the TV stations, radio station like this, newspapers and all that. So,
you're mentioning the website, sir, and one of the things that I think is really important for people to do when it comes to this topic, and this is whether this affects you or not as far as information and getting the information, and if you are up to date or not, I think it's a good idea to... So a lot of us save these web pages, we bookmark them, we put them on our tab, something like that. You might be, not having the newest website. I think that's one thing to do. And as I said to these listeners, these individuals that we're talking to, we had a really good conversation that lasted a lot longer than I expected it to, in a good way.
Yep.
Was the when it comes to this subject, and I say this with all respect and grace as I can, there is, government doing what it needs to do and making sure that every bit of information is out there in every medium possible, so that individuals, no matter who they are, whether you have an email address or not, or you know what a website is or not, you can get that information. But it is also on citizens to get the information, to reach out, to pursue the information. If you're just sitting there on your couch expecting it to fall on your lap, few things in life are like that. The air you breathe, and that's about it. Like, you've got to put some effort into this. You've got to put some work into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. These individuals I were talking to, most of them were older and some of them were around my age.
Yeah.
I asked them, like, when in your life has information ever just fallen in your lap?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to watch the news, you got to flip on the channel. You got to be there at a certain time. Yeah. You want to read up on a website, you got to pull up the website. You got to put in some work. There is meeting people halfway on this one. Mm-hmm. Our government, our local government, is working their tails off to do that. If you weren't, I'd be holding your feet to the fire about it.
Appreciate
That's
that.
My job.
Right.
When it comes to this, I don't know what more you can do necessarily as far as getting the information out there and presenting the information.
Yeah.
We want to do better. We want to do more. I know that that's the case. But I also feel like it's,
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The head of the FCC, handpicked by President Trump, is speaking out after ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely after the talk show host accused conservatives of politicizing Charlie Kirk's murder. Brendan Carr on Fox.
We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC.
President Trump's wrapping up his state visit to the UK with meetings at Prime Minister Keir Starmer's country home. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
Tariffs and trade are expected to top the agenda here at Checkers today, but we're also likely going to hear conversation about issues like the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, as both leaders have struggled to figure out a path to peace.
An all-new Trump-era CDC advisory panel is about to begin a two-day meeting. Reporter Sabrina Cupid.
The first item on the agenda for today is the measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox shot. The panel could recommend that the MMR shot be given separately from the chickenpox shot.
CBS News.